All right, it's 8:41. Friday morning with the Musers. The Cowboys have a new defensive coordinator. His name is Christian Parker, hired from the Philadelphia Eagles, where he was their passing game coordinator and defensive backs coach. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about this hire is the Cowboys owner and GM, Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you, and good morning to George sitting over there doing his old George thing. And it's your favorite GM, Jerry Jones.
Yes.
Morning.
Favorite GM. Did you guys hear I hired a valet guy at a mega church?
What?
Christian Parker. I hired Christian Parker, and I think that even that name will appeal to all the religious fans out there.
Well, okay.
Now, he is from Philadelphia, so I don't know how Christian you can really be from that place.
But, yeah.
But hey, looky here. I hired a defensive coordinator, and if you read the papers and listen to what they're saying on the radio and the TVs, everybody likes him. Everybody likes his hire.
Yeah.
Very popular.
Yeah.
It's a popular hire.
Did you really make it?
No. Stephen told me what to do. But, no, I did. I made it. I know what the hell I'm doing.
Okay.
Hell, I'm your favorite GM. Don't you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm now forever after known as the man who hired Christian Parker. He's perfect. He's young. I wanted to do that. I didn't want to get one of these, 50, 60, 70-year-old coaches that are out there. So we went with youth. He's exactly one-third of my numerical age.
Just about.
But he's the same as my biological age.
Is he?
Yes, he is. Through a series of organ transplants and adrenochrome infusions and a steady diet of younger sexual partners, I'm biologically only 34 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
I guess you do have some young parts.
In fact, so he and I see things a lot the same way. We identify. And I don't know if you noticed, but I went with a black man of color.
Yes.
He is very diverse. He is very diverse.
Okay, that's
like
very
that.
Rare for you.
I like that. It's time we got a little seasoning at this mayo party we got out here at Star. When I met him, I was pleasantly surprised with how much diversity he had. He just is so diverse. And you know how I said that Romo was a miracle?
Remember yes, that? I remember that.
When I slurred that at a bar and someone leaked the audio?
Yeah.
Now I say Christian Parker is a miracle.
Oh, how do you know?
He's a miracle. Well, let's see if he can win without any good players. If he does, he'll be a merc.
Well, you need to change that. You need to go out and get him some players.
Nah, that's not my job.
You're the GM.
Well, I know, but I kind of wore myself out just finding a defensive coordinator. I ain't got energy to go find players now.
Oh, no.
Come on, let's not wish for too much now.
Well, just let Will Clay do that.
I need to let old Will Clay do that. He'll do it. He'll do it. I have a lot of faith in Will Clay. But, hey, I got some bad news.
Oh, no.
I don't know if Gene and I are going to make it.
Oh, no. Come on.
She's been out there on that Bravo Eugenia with Captain Rex for an awfully long time. And when she holds up on that boat on the ocean, I hold up in the restroom at Ocean Prime. That's what I do.
Oh, gosh.
I counter-program her. Counter-program it. And, so that's where I am calling you right now. It's picture time for Uncle Jerry and his pretend niece at the restroom of the steakhouse.
All right. Come on. Stop it.
No, but can we please get back to Christian Parker?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know why you guys let me divert you into the restroom there. But I knew going into this that I needed to have, number one, positivity.
Yep.
Positivity. And number two, I just needed to hire a coach that could call Shoddy's fake urban hypnotist out.
That's his job.
Now, hopefully, Shoddy will be a little bit more self-conscious doing all his hip talk in front of Christian Parker. It's just so cringy anytime Shoddy starts in with that.
The players seem to like it, though.
No, they don't like it. They fail smile when he starts talking that way. And hey, we only got a few more years until the big news hits.
What's that?
When Stephen Walker Jones III is ready to take over for Dakota Rain Prescott.
He's not still playing quarterback.
He is our quarterback of the future.
Oh, my God. Your grandson?
My grandson, Stephen Walker Oswald III. He is going to take over for Dakota Rain, and then this will be a true family business.
Well, yeah, it would be.
True family business. Of course, by then, I'm sure Charlotte will have grappled power of attorney over me and all my medical decisions due to me being declared incompetent. But until then, I tell you what, I'm going to hire every Christian Parker I can get a hold of.
Well, let's hope this one works out, Jerry.
It's going to work. It's going to work. And we're very excited. Today's a very busy day. We almost got the complete dome built over the Jones household in Highland Park, so we will avoid this whole winter Mageddon.
Oh, wow, you did that.
Dome your house.
That's right. We're going to have we'll be living in a biodome, tropical temperatures on the Jones campgrounds.
Well, lucky you.
Lucky me. Good morning, Jim.
All right, good morning to you. Now. There goes Jarrett.